AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Former President Jimmy Carter is being honored this hour with the pageantry of a funeral at Washington National Cathedral. His grandson, Jason Carter, says Carter's time in office had an impact on him.
His political life and his presidency for me was not just ahead of its time, it was prophetic. He had the courage and strength to stick to his principles even when they were politically unpopular.
A second funeral will be held this afternoon in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. Winds are slowing down as firefighters battle blazes in the Los Angeles area.
A series of major fires have killed at least five people, ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, and forced thousands to flee their homes. In Palisades Village, one resident's home was untouched by flames. Dylan Vincent returned to the neighborhood where he's lived most of his life to retrieve some items before evacuating again.
I think we have one of the most tight-knit communities in the country, and I love everyone here. I know everyone here, and I'm just happy to see the community rallying together. I know everyone's been on the phone texting about how we're going to come back from this, and it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of time, but I love Pacific Palisades.
Fierce winds that drove flames earlier this week have calmed somewhat and aren't expected to be as powerful. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
New York's highest court has declined to block Donald Trump's upcoming sentencing in his hush money case. A judge of the New York Court of Appeals has issued a brief order declining to grant a hearing to Trump's legal team. Trump has asked the Supreme Court to call off Friday's sentencing. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is asking Georgia's highest court to review and reverse a lower appeals court ruling that removed her from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others. This is AP News. Some areas of Northern Europe are experiencing a deadly cold snap of snow and ice.
Authorities in northern France say two people have died and 20 others are injured from a cold snap bringing snow and ice across Northern Europe. A statement from authorities in the Nord region of France said one of those killed slipped outside and violently banged their head. They said the other person had no fixed address and was found dead in the town of Valenciennes. The icy weather first hit on Wednesday. The storm, which was moving on to Germany, covered the Belgian capital, Brussels, in snow on Thursday morning. Temperatures were right at the freezing point before sunrise. Across the English Channel, weather warnings were in force across the UK, where temperatures were expected to hit 3.2 degrees Fahrenheit in some places later on Thursday. Karen Chamas, London.
Schools and buildings from Texas to Georgia are either shut down or are preparing to close ahead of freezing rain and snow that's forecast for much of the southern U.S. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.